It's Elizabeth and Radar on 99.1 The Mix.
You are about to hear a new song that maybe you've seen on TikTok or Reels on social media that is going to be your new favorite song, guaranteed, in your three must-hear clips of the day.
Number three.
Starting us off, though, let's get to Snoop Dogg, who, after being a huge success at the Paris Summer Olympics, he is ready to do it again in 2028.
Most likely you will, because I'm just so into sports. I love everything that NBC embodies when it comes to sports, and I'm glad that they got that basketball situation this year now. So I'm just a sports guy. I love to be a part of anything that represents our country.
He was great at American Family Field doing a Brewers inning or two.
And remember that's that when what he was in kicked town? It off.
That was huge.
And then everyone realized, oh, Snoop can do commentary, and he's funny, and he's quick. The stuff he comes up with, the guy is just like on another level.
How do you think we could get him to come to Milwaukee, do that again, except this time for high school softball? How about for Tosa East High School, where
because
I'm the head coach of the softball?
Because you're the head varsity coach. Yeah. You know what? I think,
could Snoop do an inning?
Do you have that on the budget?
Let's do it.
Do you have that on
come
the budget?
Come on, it's for the kids, Snoop.
Do you have that on the budget, Radar?
Number two.
Have you ever had a gut feeling about what the gender of your baby is? Because Chris Pratt was on the Today Show and joked that he has an intuition about what the gender of his third child with wife Katherine Schwarzenegger will be.
I have a feeling. I have an intuition, but I won't say what it is now in case I'm wrong.
And then
that child sees this piece, and it's confusing for them. So one day, child, you'll know. I knew exactly who you were.
Radar, with all three of your kids.
Nope. Didn't know.
What about Jess?
I had no clue. She had no clue either. We had all these people saying, oh, you're carrying it high, that must be a girl, or it's low, it's a boy, or you sleep on your right side, it's up in the air. You have no clue.
Look, and that theory, my mom will be the first to say, because she had four girls, and there was not a time when you would find out the gender when she was pregnant with all of us.
Mm-hmm.
She carried all four of us completely different. And so every time she was pregnant, they said, oh, this is going to finally be the boy.
This is the...
Now, four girls.
Mm-mm.
Number one.
Get ready to listen to Crank That Oklahoma. It's Soulja Boy with Luke Combs, his hit song from the Twisters movie. This has been all over social media. And a credit to our boss, Brian Kelly, who said, you know what? We're going to do it.
Let's play it.
We're going to start playing it on the radio. So we're going to play a clip for you here. Take a listen.
Soulja Boy,
I keep chasing that same old devil down the same old dead end highway. Riding that storm running through my veins like a shot down tailspawn airplane.
You know what?
That's some good stuff.
For a Friday, I think we should play the full song.
Let's do it.
All right, let's get to the sponsor and then let's play it.
Three must-hear clips is brought to you by By the Yard. Maintenance-free outdoor furniture. Visit bytheyard.net.